Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com at 7:54 and 60 degrees. You can check out Dr. John B.com to check out Dr. John. And Dr. Braccio, our apologies for our phone challenges, but we're glad we have you now.
All's well that ends well, my friend, so we're in good shape.
Seems like too many times we've had to chat about how to help folks deal with tragedy. The Wisconsin massacre is another example of that. The individual who did the shooting, Wade Michael Page, was, as you stated, a hateful, homicidal, sociopathic murder. It's too bad we can't identify these people before they cause so much harm.
It really is, because as I understand it, there was really no specific evidence that he was going to be going out and killing people and just doing what he had done. It makes it hard in a society like we have to not know who might do such a thing, but in a kind of a fragmented society where many people feel alone, people are breaking into groups, there's a lot of anger, there's a tough economy, unfortunately, there are weak people and bad people, if we will, evil people, call them what you will, that get themselves into situations like this. So sadly, this is something we're running into way too frequently.
Define someone who's sociopathic, and can anything be done when a person contains so much hate inside?
Well, there's a couple of things here. Sociopathic is a person who has no sense of right or wrong. Okay, they feel totally entitled to do whatever they want to do. Then if you add the homicidal characteristic, which is a separate characteristic, but put homicidal, sociopathic together, put rage, put anger, put opportunity, and you have a very dangerous situation, as you did in this particular case. The trouble with a sociopath, if a person really develops this, it's a personality disorder, really develops this, it's very hard to ever have that change, because that's usually something that starts early in life and just further becomes ingrained in the person. So people like this, I'm only going to say fortunately, you don't have that many that have this homicidal characteristic, but we've certainly this year seen it can happen anywhere, anytime, and just really somewhat unpredictable, except for rage, anger, hatred, you know, the belief you should have the opportunity to do something and a will to do it and to go off and do it and apparently feel no remorse over it at all.
You think these people are easily led?
I think they're evilly led. I mean, I believe in evil in the sense that it's an absence of good, and it's when a person is incapable of really even being aware of what they're doing, or they're aware of it and they don't care. So I would call it evilly driven. And I think if a person is angry, is kind of isolated, and they have a grievance of some type, and they find people that share that grievance, and then it even gives a fertile ground for, call it an evil nature, to really grow. And then if you have no conscience, or you believe you have the right, adding, we'll even add to it, to do evil, to do bad, to murder, to damage, to destroy, it's a very, very bad combination. And that's why more people are aware of the characteristics that occur in a person like this, and the more, as we can, if we can try to, as people are growing, try to always instill a clear distinction between right and wrong, or good and evil, call it what you will, then I think we have a chance to have less and less of these people. But they certainly are out there, and we see them, unfortunately, these events occurring too frequently.
Dr. Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You've been listening to Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. John at drjohnb.com. Thanks, sir. I appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Bye-bye.
It's 7:59, currently 60 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. WILS News Director Rich Hurl has the latest. He's got a preview on today's primary election. Get out and vote.